Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
We've had so much rain happening around the place. The vegetable garden, my two little pots are going quite well. Apparently, there's been movement at the station at your place, Michael.
I have actually put all those bulbs in. I'm feeling very good. I got out there in the rain.
You put bulbs in? I thought they were vegetables.
No, I was trying to do the vegetable thing, but the rain sort of put me off that. But okay. I'd like to welcome to the show Clive Bosey. Now, he's very well known. He, of course, has started the Diggers Club. Welcome to the show, Clive.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Now, you've got a great book, I've got to say. You know, this is one for me because I'm about to start planting my vegetable garden. It's called The Australian Vegetable Garden. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a second edition of something we developed 12 years ago, and we'd done an amazing amount of research on a farm because I was really disillusioned with modern supermarket tomatoes.
Yeah.
So we decided to grow out a lot of heirlooms that I'd seen in America. And the thing that really surprised me was we got not only better flavour, I guess that was expected, but we actually got better yields and we got earlier and later fruit. So I suppose being a... we had a mail order company and we used to buy from seed merchants and, you know, hybrids at that stage cost 25 times the price of heirlooms. So I sort of, I guess, became a crusader against the modern hybrid supermarket tomato because I'd been conned and paid all this price when, in fact, you know, heirlooms were really backyard varieties and supermarket tomatoes really bred for people who don't care much about flavour.
Yeah. Clive, tell us about the Diggers Club. What's that all about?
Well, we like to think of ourselves as a very subversive organisation. if you go back through time, Diggers were the people who were involved in the Eureka Stockade.
That's right.
And if you go back 200 years before that, they caused a rebellion against all the rich people when they put up the rents and people couldn't afford to grow their own food.
So you're like the modern-day Jack and the Beanstalk, hey?
Well, if you saw the size of me, maybe you wouldn't think I'd climb the beanstalk. So we've been, I guess, anti-modern for about 30 years, and I guess the Diggers Club is the way we've expressed those views, not just in our catalogues, but in the offerings of the heirloom seeds that we offer and the perennial plants that we grow.
But it's sort of come full circle, isn't it? Because now we all want, you know, last night I made a salad and, you know, we love the heirloom tomatoes and sure enough, that's what it was all about and all the different coloured and they were organic and, you know, that's how we like to eat.
There's now 5,000 different tomatoes in their collection. There's 3,000 different beans and there's 800 different lettuces. Mm. So, you know, we're all used to you know, the head lettuce you get in McDonald's hamburger and a tomato, red tomato you see in a supermarket. But when you go back and see the incredible diversity that we could be growing, that's what got us excited. It's just a lot of fun. And, you know, we try to practice what we preach. So we have two gardens open to the public and you definitely won't find ankle-high marigolds or petunias in those. You'll find traditional heritage varieties of perennials.
Yeah.
Much more, I guess, like when people travel to England and see those fantastic herbaceous borders, we're rather influenced by the same. But, of course, our plants have to survive our drought and our hot, dry conditions. So we've adapted them, I guess, for a down-under, upside-down climate.
They do. Well, thank you for being our heirloom tomato warrior. You have been really cool to talk to, Clive.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, if you'd like the new book, it's available, The Australian Vegetable Garden.
All good stuff. I tell you what, it just makes me want to get out there into that vegetable garden. And he's a great guy because what he believed in, he went out and made happen.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.